evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal that all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on this coming Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dutch Crest Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an act controller, please contact a club member, and I can set that up for you. Should an act controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, or after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from North Utica, and I believe I'm the only one in the queue.
Well, good evening, Kevin. Glad to have you check in with us again. How are things by you this evening?
Hey, I want to say a good evening to you and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country tonight. KD2FPM out here and enjoying the Mohawk Valley. Trying to get ready for this weekend's weather forecast. I've been watching and doing some observations, and boy, I'm hearing that word they like to use, and it's a bad word, and I hope I don't lose my license over this, that word, that four-letter word, snow. But, yeah, I'm hearing some possible snow showers in the forecast. I believe it's like Saturday night into Sunday morning. Overnight lows will be in the mid-20s to upper 20s for most places, and any precipitation will be in that form. I don't think we're going to get any accumulation out of it. It's just that first taste of old man winter making his presence again. So, and on that note, I will let you guys know the Adirondack Praise Network has changed their name to Inspo Radio now, still all on the same frequencies, and you can still follow me pretty much the same way you always have, 88.1, 90.9, or 106.5 down here in the valley, or online. The new web address is www.wvvcutica.com, so you can hang out with me there. On that note, I will say 7-3. I'll step back. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Well, at least that gives us a heads up on the weather anyway. And yeah, I think we all knew it was coming, but I don't think any of us are really ready for it. It could be talcum powder out there. I think it would be better, but that could be a different form of cleanup. So, well, tell you what. It's bound to come, and we'll just have to prepare for it, that's all. Well, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening, and have a wonderful day tomorrow. Okay, since Kevin was the only one in there, this is M5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
KC2YXN.
Okay, we've got Kathy, KC2YXN, John, WA2U, Pete, KC2WI, and George, M2PFM. George, what's going on with you this evening?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody else on the net. I think you heard the other night the continuing saga of the white van. I went in for inspection and shook the right front wheel, old tie rod end, came right out, so I had to put another one in, and I'm glad it happened. It showed up there instead of on the road, for sure. Anyway, the inspector from U.S. Care came by, and at the house everything is approved, fine and everything, for my handicap access and all for my mother to come back, except on the wheelchair ramp, we gotta put down some kind of indoor-outdoor rug that's, where you got a little traction on it. Well, I priced the thing for a wheelchair ramp, designed for a wheelchair ramp, and for the size of this thing, it would have been between $800 and $900, which of course was just out of the question. So, the place at Rogie's floor covering here in Lowellville, he patiently went through everything with me there, and we found some stuff that met the criteria, and I got to pick the thing up tomorrow. It was only $133.16 instead of $800 to $900. Heck of a big difference. So with that, we'll say God bless at 73s and 2 p.m. Oh, temperature here, sorry. 49 degrees, temperature range today, 34 to 58. So that's about it. Probably having the wood stove chugging continuously now, at least until Monday. With that, God bless, 73s and 2 p.m. I'm clear.
Hey, George, yeah, I think you better soak up that fire and keep it going for the weekend. Well, I had a thought there, but you were talking about your van, and I'm just glad that you found it where you did and not on the road like you said. So, I'm glad you also saved money on that, on that material. They certainly can get you sometimes for, horrendous dollars for special needs items. And it's costly at times. I know I've been through a few things of that myself. So. And pardon me, because I'm losing my voice tonight, but hang in there with it. See if it'll last. Well, thanks for checking in, George. You have a fine evening, and give your mom a hug for all of us. Okay, we'll move along to Pete, KCQWY, and thank everyone for checking in here. Pete, what's going on?
KC2WI, well, it was a pretty nice day. I wish I could have done some things a little differently. I made an appointment. I called the guy yesterday. We planned to meet this morning. Then I realized I had something else to do, and I called him up. I said, how about, I'll be done after lunch sometime. That sounds good. We'll do that. And what I did this morning at about 9 o'clock was head down to Lyons Falls and work with some of the guys from the Branningham Snowmobile Club on a bridge there on the trail that goes, sort of the main, I don't suppose it's the main trail, but from like Stewart's and stuff, there's a way back around through the village, across the bridge and all that. And we put some decking on and stringers on, stuff like that. I forget what they call it. There's terms. You put the boards across, then you put them another top section that's lengthwise, and that's the one that gets chewed up with studs. So you can replace those, and you keep the, I think technically what's called the deck, as good. So they had built a steel beam support, and we got to the point of getting all the side rails and then do some more fill around, you know, on each side and get that right. But anyway, it was not really hot, you know, not really warm, but it was very pleasant out. And then it sort of clouded over a little, and it was beautiful when I got back out. I really wanted to call this guy and say, hey, could I come tomorrow morning, but I just decided, I'd already changed it once. So, spent a couple hours there. I didn't get anything really done outside. It's too bad. Went into town, did that, and I was halfway between here and Lowville. And it was late enough, and didn't seem to make sense to come back here, so I went into town, went to Lloyd's, just had a cup of tea with Lebanon honey, read the paper for a little bit, hopped over to the farmer's co-op, hardware store there, and, you know, I guessed wrong. I was looking for a long screw for my 6-outlet adapter, and I thought, well, I'll take this one, but maybe I'll take a little shorter one. It might be too long. Well, they were both too short, so. And went to the Chamber of Commerce business after hours, so that's my day. At least I was out in the car, you know, I wasn't stuck in an office all day like back in the old days. And it just started raining when I got out of Walmart at about, 7:30-ish or something. It's been drizzling off and on, so we're in our, you know, the downgrade to crummy weather is starting here, and it looks like it's going to be that way until Sunday, and then Monday is going to be a nice day again. And maybe I'll get to the Hamilton County Club Radio Club meeting on Monday, and the Boonville Radio Club meeting is on Tuesday, so that'll be the KC2WI.
KC, well, you certainly have a tight schedule of things going on. I think you're more active than me, and that's pretty doggone active, but lately I've been slowing up a bit. Yet, those construction items, I'll tell you what, they take a lot of planning and a lot of time to put together, and of course, a bit of expense with the lumber. Also, I'm into one of those small ones around here lately, and I know what you get tied up into. Okay, Pete, well, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening. And we'll move along to John, WA2U. John, how you been, and how's things in the Hinckley area?
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Bob, and everyone else on frequency. 46 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. And Kevin probably doesn't want to hear it, but we don't consider snow a bad four. So a lot of people move south when they retire. We move north. People are kidding us. You move in the wrong direction. Had a nice day today. Got some stuff ordered, some stuff from Leatherman and some other places. And let's see, Kathy did some stuff outside with the garden. I'll let her talk about that, I guess. What else? Did a little bit of stuff out here in the shop. Finished up one of the cabinets to put our DVDs in. So, boy, you know, you buy different things, but we bought this chop saw, miter saw, compound, does everything saw out here. It's a good size. It's got a 12-inch carbide blade on it and cut anything. So it's really nice to be able to go right out here in the shop off the kitchen and cut whatever I need to cut and whatever angle. So did some of the cabinet work. Ran into a little bit of a snafu yesterday with the kitchen lights here. Got them all wired up and had the wire nuts on and all ready to go. And whoever installed these lights before us, the boxes are they're recessed too far into the ceiling where the stubs that they give you to hook up these lights are probably 3/4 inch short, so I've got to go and find something to do that. But they all work electrically, so that's okay. But there's always surprises with an old home. You know, you start a project and you add something new, and it's just amazing how they put things together back then. You know, I guess they used the thing, it's close enough. Then you go to put something in to replace it, and it doesn't quite work like that. So, yeah, just sort of a few odds and ends, brought some stuff in that was outside. Solar lights, wound up the garden hose the other day, and starting to put stuff up, put the lawnmower that was out in the shed downstairs in our cellar, along with the grill, and it's kind of our storage area. It's nice and warm down there, and it's a lot better for the lawnmower. It has a battery and stuff on it. It never really gets really cold in the basement. It's nice and dry down there, so kind of shifting things around. So we have yet to fire up the wood stove. It's still nice and comfy in the house here, and we're very, very fortunate. I got a little heater going in the living room that seems to warm up everything and cooking different things in the oven, so we're all set. Once we get the stove we have is good size. It's designed to heat up. You know, it's the largest stove that Lopi makes. It's a Cape Cod, and even when it's just smoldering along there, it'll heat this house up, and I don't want to, I'll wait for it to get a lot colder outside, because otherwise during the day we'll have the windows and the doors and everything else open. So anyways, we'll turn it back over to you, Bob, and maybe some other people will be joining. It's heard a little bit of static, but that seems to have dissipated. So there you go. Pete took advantage of some of the nice outside weather, and looks like this weekend you're not going to be able to do too much of that, although next week it's going to warm up. WATU, back to net.
Hey, John. Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful day with your project. And I kind of got a chuckle out of your doing the electrical part of it and the recessed ceiling boxes. I know exactly what you're going through, because when we got this house, this was just a summer place for people that used to come up in the summer. No insulation, no nothing. And Sherry and I stripped it out to the walls and actually restudded everything on 16 centers, insulated. I tore out just about all of the old wiring that was BX. And I ran everything 12-2 with ground, so that way, you know, you've got good electric, and it just is a challenge. I found the same problem you did with a couple of them, and I said, well, best start over with it, because you just don't have enough fingers and enough lead to put everything together. So with that, I'll get off my soapbox and say 73D, and thank you for checking in, and I'll pass it along to KC2YXN. Kathy, how are you doing?
KC2YXN here. Well, good evening to all, and Bob, thanks for doing the net. Well, speaking of insulation, our house, when our contractor was tearing out a few walls and stuff, they insulated our house with these metal printing plates, very thin, looks like aluminum or something like that, so that was kind of interesting. But today was a nice day. I picked the rest of the broccoli, zucchini, and beans. Still have to pull the beets and get the rest of the lima beans out, but pretty, oh yeah, we got to dig lots of potatoes. But that's pretty much it for the garden, so, but it was a beautiful day. But thanks for doing the net, Bob. Say hi to everybody. KC2YXF.
Okay, Kathy, well, I'm glad you got, at least got the veggies up and didn't have cold frost to kill them. I know it got down pretty cold in a couple of nights we've had, and at least this way you can save them. I was just concerned that maybe John might have locked you outside with the wood splitter again and had you doing all that work, and I'm glad you got a little relaxed time out of it. So, just got to have a little bit of fun with it once in a while. Kathy, you take care. Thank you for checking in and doing a net when you do it. I know you're on tomorrow night. So, everyone have a good evening at your place, and take care. Okay, I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service.
nothing heard.
Oh, this is E2EW. Good evening. Okay, can you come back with the call again? I missed part of it. Had a little noise on my end here. I believe I got the 2EW, but I didn't get the prefix.
Okay, kilowatt 2EW. Over.
Roger, got it now. Fine. Okay. Well, how was your day, and anything new, or...
Well, yes. I'm transmitting from the shore of Otter Lake, northeast corner of Oneida County. And we had rain this evening, and a balmy 50 degrees here. The handle is Clark, over.
All right, very good, Clark. Well, you're just across the lake from me. I'm on 28, and right here in Otter Lake.
Pleased to meet you. It's Bob, I think. K5AOW. Go ahead.
Okay, Clark. Yeah, prefix is N5AOW. I had the call for so long, I thought about changing it, and I'd get all confused. That's what happens when you had a few years on, you know, but yeah, that's a good call. Catchy one. I'm used to it. Anyhow, I'm glad you're checking in with us. I didn't realize we had another ham in the area. I know there's a couple up at Old Forge that are fairly close, but are you year-round or just up for the you know, fall or leaf looking, I guess?
We'll be packing up in about 4 weeks, Bob.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Sometimes you just got to get away from the cold weather and so on, especially some of the days we have up here. But it's one of those things that, I don't know, I kind of got used to. I just wasn't ready for the snow to come quite as quick. But in a way, it's not. We've had years past where we've picked up snow and a decent amount of it earlier than this in October, so this is, I guess, right around the normal time we're going to get signs of it here and there. It's going to let us know that it's around. Okay, well, Clark, thank you for checking in. I'm going to make another call, see if there are anyone else that would like to check in. This is N5AOW. Okay, well, for my part today, I'm out again for the, I guess, third or fourth time with a leaf blower and chasing leaves around to the edges of the yard, getting them in a pile where I can do something with them, turn them into compost or whatever. And then we took a run into Boonville and picked my wife's car up from the body shop, having a little bit of repair done from vacation trip. Other than that, it was a quiet day. It was quite nice. I think a little bit better than what they had forecast for us, so I'll take that any time. It was a little cool, but that's okay. All right, I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU.
Get up, John.
Yeah, just want to say a very quick hello to the former KA2GGD up in Otter Lake, and say hello to Clark up there. So WATU, back to net, and good evening to all.
Okay, John. Well, Clark, would you like to respond before we close?
Right. Let's see. June just brought in the popcorn, so I'm busy. K2EW.
Okay, very good, Clark. You have a fine evening and enjoy the popcorn. I know we do from time to time ourselves. All right. Well, Manny, are there any other comments or queries? I'll now close the Barker River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Clark, Kathy, John, Pete, George, and Kevin down in Oneonta for checking in this evening. Everyone have a wonderful evening. This is N5AOW Clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thanks for use of Echolink on this repeater. I will say 7-3. KD2FPM is out.
Good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. I welcome right now. Down 5AOW, hello, Bob. KC2NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you both for taking in, much appreciated. Looking forward to any additional stations that would like to check in again after the your repeater sales out. KA2NBU. Good day tomorrow. KA2 is out of bed.